Senator Bob Jauch and Representative Janet Bewley represent the counties affected by the proposed mine. They say towns near the mine site are eligible to receive funds from the state's Mining Impact Fund. But Jauch says the board that distributes the fund has been inactive for more than a decade and can't operate until the governor appoints new members.
Local units of government have some incredible challenges and have already expended considerable sums of money with attorneys helping them with ordinances in preparation for other kinds of basic challenges that they have to make to assure that when they're negotiating with the mining company, they get the best deal for the taxpayers.
The Impact Fund was created in the late 1970s to help communities near the proposed but never built Crandon Copper Mine in Forest County. It now has $280,000 in it. Governor Walker this week said it's early in the permitting process for the iron mine, so there's no reason to hurry in appointing a new board to distribute the money.
There's no real significant actions other than the testing on it, so we'll be doing it throughout this year, making those appointments. We've had some initial meetings and some background checks on that, but there's no rush in that regard. We'll be doing it on a fairly timely basis, but won't be in the next day or two.
The board will eventually include three members of the public, two county officials, two municipal officials, a school board member, and an American Indian. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.